Intro?
The intro.
Intro? Okay, I'll do it.
I had a good one. I fucking forgot.
Oh, shit. Well, too bad. I'm swooping in.
It's fine.
So, I thought of something really scary the other day. And
okay.
It was open ocean.
Oh, it's fucking terrifying.
So, there's a term for it called thalassophobia.
Thalassophobia?
Thalassophobia.
Oh,
and
like
there's a subreddit on Reddit, which is just pictures of open ocean and you just being out there.
That sounds like a normal, terrifying thing.
That is terrifying.
Well, it's scary,
like,
though.
You don't know what's underneath you.
Like, dude, I'm afraid of murder. Like, I'm so scared of being murdered. Is that weird?
Well, murder from underneath, though?
Well, yeah. I'm just saying,
have you seen that, there's a painting where it's, a person on a boat, and underneath is, like, every freaking, like, H.P. Lovecraft creation.
Yeah.
Right underneath the
surface.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, like, wouldn't anybody be terrified of that? Like,
no, some people are. Those are people that go diving.
Who are those
true.
People that just, like, you know when you go to the beach and they're like, I'm just gonna go for a swim, and they swim up to the breakers?
No.
And you're like, what are you, insane? You're out of your mind?
Yeah.
What are you swimming for?
They're sociopaths.
Yeah. Come back.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Right where the waves break is where I hang out. Like, I'm like, I'll take the wave back if I need to.
Like, you don't know, what if something, like, you're sitting there just floating, bobbing around like a stupid little buoy? And
about a buoy?
Yeah, like a buoy.
I think it's a booby.
Well, a booby is a bird. No, boobies
are
a bird. They float.
Yeah, blue-footed boobs.
Yeah. But like, imagine you're doing that. You're just being a little boob, and something just like kind of kisses your foot.
It's the Redacted Podcast.
What was your fun idea?
That if octopuses' mouths were all, like, if octopuses' suction cups were all mouths and they were just trying to kiss you really hard.
I mean, that's one of
And you were like, oh yeah, Sarlacc. And I was like, oh cool, always.
Oh, like all of a sudden you don't like Star Wars.
I love Star Wars, but you just find a way.
I said, because he said the Kraken's mouth is like a beak.
Life finds a way.
The Kraken's mouth is a beak because it's squid-based. The Kraken is a squid.
Yeah, it's a giant squid.
So it's a beak, but I was thinking, like, what if everything other on his body was a smooch?
Then why does the smooch just want to pull you into its mouth?
For bigger smooches.
For
the biggest smooch of all.
the biggest smooch.
The biggest smooch. The life-ending smooch.
Yeah. The kiss of death.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
You got it. You turned it around.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seemed like a fun idea.
It is a fun idea.
All those little suction cups are just there for your romantic pleasure.
Honestly, like, if it was that way, like, I'd probably like the ocean a little more, but it's not.
Yeah, you can put your dick in a lot
and
of ocean.
Between that and... What?
No, AJ said you can put your dick in a lot of ocean.
I mean, if they're giving smooches.
Because he said, like, he says a lot of kisses, and then you're like, the ocean was like that.
I'm talking about a squid, not the ocean. I don't fuck the ocean.
Well, he said that. He said the ocean was
no,
like...
No, he didn't.
No,
I did not say
that. No, I said, like, if... I meant, like, if...
We're all just kissing in the ocean.
No, if the ocean was like that, as in, like, the creatures that are in it, I would be much more down to go in it.
Well,
if everything was just trying to give me kisses, like, everything was like a dumb pufferfish, and it was just like, but it's not. It's fucking, like, anglerfish.
That's what they sound like, too. That's what they sound like.
Yeah. Have you seen their face?
They sound like a dying old man.
Oh, a pufferfish.
Have you seen them?
Yeah,
they do.
But instead, it's fucking, like, anglerfish and giant squid and fucking snaggletooth sharks fucking swimming around. It's like, oh! They're trying to eat my dick.
I think I missed that day of school with snaggletooth sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you mean threshers? Is that where you're going?
No.
Like a long tail?
No.
No, they're kissing dove sharks.
Yeah, or like you said, a goblin shark?
No, the jewel shark. They're called the jewel sharks.
Or you said a goblin shark?
They play acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Snaggletooth sharks. The jewel shark.
Yeah. No, thank you.
The Atlantis Morissettes.
Yes, the Atlantis Morissettes. Sounds like an a cappella group.
Yeah.
The Atlantis Morissettes.
Everybody, thanks for coming. We're the Atlantis Morissettes. There's five of us. And here's Jagged Little Peel. Jagged Little Tooth.
So good.
Alright.
I don't want to even fuck with you today. I don't want to even...
Today?
Okay. No,
Today's
not the day to fuck with Cody. Cody ain't nothing to be fucked with today.
My paper got wet.
Cody's also named
Wu-Tang. Jesus Christ, you ain't nothing to be fucked with today. Do we need disclaimers?
Paper. Yeah, I guess. Like,
no.
Kind of. Wait, no, this is serious to some people.
Serious biz.
I don't know a lot about it.
You're in for a trip.
I'm the outsider.
I will say, and I, because I know CJ says something about it every single time, because it always makes like this circle around to this reference of aliens. I'll tell you right now, this thing has it all.
Ooh,
and it's blood. It's got aliens. It's got Men in Black.
What?
It's got everything.
But does it have blood?
Oh yeah, there's blood.
Good.
Yeah, there will be blood.
There will be blood. There's a lot of blood.
There will be alien blood.
That's another trope for us. That movie.
Yeah. So, this story today has got a lot going on with it. For a lot of people in a lot of natives of this area, like, it is very, very serious. So, yeah, I mean, we're talking about skinwalkers. So, don't worry. We got our dream catcher in here to protect CJ.
God damn it. I requested that Cody brought a dream catcher into the room before we talked about this. That's how...
Take precautions.
Are there any bells
I am
on it?
About this.
There's no bells. It's got beads. It's from New Mexico.
Bells?
You don't put bells on a dream catcher.
I'm being insensitive.
I know.
What is a wind chime? Do you want a wind chime in here?
No, it's a dream catcher.
It's the one I want to know when it's catching dreams.
It's the one I use in my room, my bedroom, and now it's in the studio to protect us from
your
story.
Your boudoir.
My boudoir. Yes. All right, so... we'll just do a little brief recap of what a skinwalker is for anyone listening who doesn't know, and for AJ, who's coming to this very fresh. CJ and I are a little versed on what this is, just from doing a little research back in the day. But I found out a lot of new things that I did not come across the first time around.
Are they like healthy new things where it like kind of takes the wind out of their sails kind of
some
thing?
Some mechanics?
No.
They're still scary.
Still scary and weird. There was actually one little tidbit in here that I was like, oh, that's actually kind of nice.
Kind of satirical, kind of like...
Not satirical,
they're
but...
They're not all of a sudden, like, just going to kill you. They're, you know...
Yeah, I guess in that sense.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So, a skinwalker is a native... I don't want to call it just folklore because these people take it very seriously, but it's a native to the Navajo people, resident in the Four Corners area. The stuff we're going to talk about today takes place primarily in the southern Utah region, towards the Four Corners. But a skinwalker, I just combined two words.
Like quinoa.
Yeah.
With skin.
A skinwalker.
Skinwalker.
In the Navajo, which is, they say, and I'm going to butcher this, but it's a yinaldushi, is what they call a skinwalker. There's a lot of double vowels and a lot of L's in there.
Like my last name.
Yes. but their immediate translation of the yinaldushi literally means, by means of it, it goes on all fours. And that's their little translation for what these are. By its will, it will become an animal.
I think the curious part isn't the all fours part. I think the curious part is by means of it.
By means of it.
By means of it means anything. That's open-ended. It means that...
I think that's the means of it is its will.
Exactly. Right. No matter what, at one point, this thing's ending on all fours.
Yes. No matter what.
Jesus Christ, I hate this.
So traditionally, it's a Navajo witch doctor who has attained the ability to transform into different animals at will. Though not an exact transformation, it's more of a dark hybrid of sorts. Like, it's never...
Like
it's
all
of a sudden, it's a cat. It's no, but
you
it's...
You mean a Gemini?
It's
not like a Minotaur.
No,
a
centaur. That's not, don't
centaur.
Think centaur, because
centaur.
It's not like a half-half. It's a weird amalgamation. Think more of like a werewolf or a wendigo type thing. It's like some fusion in between.
Can you
sexy hairy hunk.
Real quick and explain a wendigo?
Oh, yeah. So a wendigo is another Native American creature who is a person who succumbs to the temptations of cannibalism. Therefore, it gets possessed by the demon of a wendigo. And it pretty much, like, you it's a tall, like, 8-foot-tall creature, long, extended limbs, skin, it's so tight you can see the bones, never able to quench its hunger, and feeds on human flesh. Mm. That's a wendigo. Cool. It's actually the basis for a lot of what people think, Hannibal Lecter is the way he is. Mm. If you watch the show, there's the spirit of a wendigo haunting him.
So, like, think of AJ, just think of the scariest thing you could ever imagine. And think of that existing.
Yeah.
Zelda from Pet Sematary?
Yes.
Oof. With an S.
Yeah.
A cemetery with an S.
So take like what we just described as like a Wendigo, which is like a hairless, tight skinned thing.
Spelled it though.
But it's more. it resembles more of the animal aspect. So like think of like a Wendigo that kind of looks like a wolf. There you go, the werewolf kind of thing.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Of course. My whole first like couple paragraphs here is like kind of what they are. So I want to make it as clear as possible. So some natives say that they actually didn't start out militias. They actually started out as allies to the tribe, which kind of makes it sound like the skinwalkers were their own thing. Like it wasn't just like each tribe had a skinwalker. Like there was a group called like of the skinwalkers, and you could actually kind of hire them almost like bounty hunters, where you could get them to spy on camps of maybe any tribes, or at this time, which was really big, you know, European settlers, to spy on them and kind of learn what the heck is going on. But within tribe to tribe, they can even be used usually as a source of, like, jealousy. So, like, if a member of a tribe saw their neighbor with, like, a really good crop, or maybe they got the wife that they wanted, they could enlist the works of a skinwalker to kind of infiltrate them, and the skinwalker would cause quote unquote accidents that would be written off as like an assassin. Almost like an assassin. Yeah, like oh, all of a sudden
this
person,
I'm upset at this person. Can we come upon the gods?
Exactly.
Is it gods involved, or is it more of
well, the neighborhood has gods.
Yeah, it's gods, but it's on a different.
It's
sense.
More of a human controlled aspect of it.
Well,
because
a human,
it's like they took it into their own hands.
Personification.
Yes. But these skinwalkers or witch doctors were like, we're not going to, like, you don't have to pray to the god to do it.
Yeah.
I'm an instrument. And
well,
I'll
I thought a lot of, I mean, you're Native American.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Sorry for, just correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh,
but I thought a lot of Native American beliefs were very earthly.
Yes.
And based on what the world giveth and what the world taketh away.
They're very, and I'm not an expert, but from what I know from my grandmother and everybody, like, they're very, yes, very earth-driven. It's like, what can we get from the earth? Their gods were
exactly.
Very earth-based.
Earth-based, yeah.
Air
yeah.
elements,
it wasn't,
stuff like that.
It wasn't, you know.
It was Zeus with a thunderbolt.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like,
it wasn't unreal gods. No. Whereas, like, oh, my god thinks that things are different. And
no.
Like,
I would say they're
really
actually,
bad example, but, like.
Well,
I
god's
say,
an awesome god.
I would say that the,
my God, is an awesome God he raised
oh God.
From heaven above on earth. Oh, I went to church too many times. Why is that in my head?
Because that's the point.
Like, why is that
That's
song,
what they also call cults.
Like, ingrained in my fucking head. It's just like, you won't get a lemon. Yeah. That Toyota of orange. Like, it's the
that's
same
an Orange
thing.
County thing. Like, I bet a lot of people from
yeah.
But, it's, like, it's in my head as much as you won't get a lemon. As
it's a great
orange.
Jingle.
I'll
say that
one. My God, is an awesome God.
It was my ringtone for a long time in Nokia.
I don't know if I had that Nokia ringtone. Mine was like...
I had Sanford and Son.
I don't know if I'm doing this right, Cody.
You're fine. So yes, but no, you're totally right. Like, I would say that Native Americans' gods and beliefs are really actually more aligned with like ancient Celtic, where it's like it's the spirit of the trees, the spirit of the forest, spirit of the river.
Oh, that's a fun connection.
Kind of thing.
That's a cool connection.
Like, I would say that their belief is way more in line with that rather than a pantheon.
Gods
who controlled everything,
like a an all powerful and all
knowing.
What's
being.
That called? Omnipotent.
Yeah, omnipotent.
Omnipotent.
Yeah, and I don't know. They may have had an almighty kind of like maybe god of all those spirits. I don't know for sure.
Well, I think their gods had reason, and their gods were practical.
And
it's like,
were,
it's
and
like my god has seasons, and this weird god up there has the power to all seasons. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, my god's the earth. Like, my god's summer, winter, spring, fall.
Yeah. And the Navajo and other tribes were very realistic with understanding this, too.
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of a cool.
So they were a little, caveat. I would say, like, with the Skinwalker initially, like, being allies, they were a little, even at times, what do you call it, materialistic. Because they would enlist Skinwalkers for this reason. So, like, you would have, like, oh, like, that guy's a really good crop. I need that luck. I want that luck. Or I want that crop. They get a skinwalker, all of a sudden, maybe that guy, you know, fell off a cliff. And it's like, everyone just thinks maybe it was an accident. Mm-hmm. But it was the skinwalker helping them, and then all of a sudden, you come upon their fortune.
Is this like a way to nurture luck?
Almost, yeah.
It's a way to explain luck.
Yes. Yes. I that's what I kind of got from it.
It was like, yeah.
Almost like, oh, bad luck for someone, but good luck for you.
Means there needs to be somebody involved.
There needs to be something. And there's many, yeah. many cultures that have something like this.
Yeah. Luck's an anomaly.
Oh, it's a total anomaly. Like,
yeah.
And that's why you think. That's why you go through any ancient culture, everyone has a kind of something on a pedestal for this phenomena of luck. You know, or, you know, like the Norse have Loki.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they got a mischief and bad luck and misfortune and stuff like that. So, but as time went on and more natives used the skinwalkers for this kind of stuff, and also, coincidentally, during all this time, their lands are getting more and more constricted by European settlers, and Americans.
John Smith.
John Smith and that asshole.
Fuck you, John Smith.
And, you know.
Leave Pocahontas alone.
Jefferson just buying half the country from someone who doesn't really own it.
She doesn't want it.
Plymouth Rock, go fuck yourself. Shove Plymouth Rock over your fucking head. I don't care.
I mean, she did kind of get into it, though. In Pocahontas 2, she, like, doesn't even fucking care about him. She just marries some other guy.
Good. I hope she married somebody.
Pretty sure his name's also John.
Oh, god damn it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like John. It's like Smith John.
Nobody's name is John here, right?
Okay,
no, AJ Cody.
Just our other friend.
No, John sucks.
Our brother's name is John.
Oh, no, sorry. He's the one, the exception that proves the rule.
John Goodman.
But is that, his last name's not Smith. Like,
no.
Just fucking.
It's AJ. It's John AJ.
John Smith is like, John Smith is the personification, that's not the right word.
Personification.
Yeah. Of a Make America Great Again hat. Like, if your name's John Smith, you are, in my eyes, a Make America Great Again hat.
You have to be.
You're a red.
But made of metal.
No.
Yeah, they wore, like, metal helmets by then.
No, this is my dream.
Oh, okay.
This isn't your dream.
No, sorry.
Okay. No. Cody, I wasn't thinking about you at all.
You were not my thoughts.
All right, well, now we're going to go back to my dream. I will take this dream catcher away from you right now.
If you take that down, I'm gone.
Okay.
The second these feathers leave my sight, I'm out of here. Okay. This is the only protection I have against this devil topic.
This devil. All right, so, like I was saying, as time went on, more of these acts were carried out. Their lands were restricted. You know, following a lot of this time, you know, get the Trail of Tears, all that stuff. These people are being tortured, massacred.
Awful.
Awful. The Skinwalkers became more and more associated with darkness and evil magic. And kind of into what we know today. So the exact ritual or requirements of becoming a Skinwalker are really, really unknown. Native novel people do not talk about it. They make it an active point within their tribes to not talk about it, especially with outsiders. Like, if you're not in the tribe, they will not talk to you this. They'll talk to you about, like, anything else.
This makes me think that the settlers were involved in the conspiracy more than the actual Navajo were involved in
you
the
start to think that, yeah.
It seems like
it's
they were
crazy.
They were pushing them to the outskirts with these crazy, like, oh, it's voodoo, you know? Mm. Like, it's... They're witch doctors, like, we're pushing them to the outskirts, but in reality, they're just celebrating their own religion, and, like, I feel like the white settlers were pushing this, oh, creepy
stuff
agenda.
They don't understand, it must be evil.
And they paired it with evil, and then pushed them to the side.
I mean, that's not impossible to think at all.
Yeah.
Like, we did it all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Forever.
Literally what white people do all the time.
USA.
So, but yeah. So, what we do know, I mean, there are some interviews you can get a tribe member, maybe it's an elder chief or someone who is freely able to talk about it. I did watch a video of, I don't know if he was a chief, but he was an elder of a tribe. Who didn't have a problem talking about it, because obviously there's no law against it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did an interview with some people that were like paranormal investigators in the Four Corners area. And this is what he had to say about it. And this kind of lined up with anything else I was able to kind of look up back in the day and now, but this is about as deep as you're able to get. Because even he didn't go that much into it. Because he also doesn't really know, like, because he's not a skinwalker. Like, so he doesn't really have a lot of details. So... the Navajo people, like I said, they actively do not talk about it amongst themselves, especially with outsiders. Why did I put that there? I'm going to come back to that. My notes were a little sporadic. But most accounts of the ritual do state that you must sacrifice a loved one. So it's
we've talked about that.
We've known that for a while, at least like us here, maybe not all you, all the listeners.
Sorry.
You all know. But no, so it is a requirement to sacrifice a loved one, whether it be a brother, a sister, or even a parent. Someone close to you must die. You have to feel, I think, that loss of the of your normal life. The other part of it involves what I'm assuming to be other skinwalkers doing a, some sort of chant or spell ritual while you are standing in a circle of them. You have different pelts of creatures, hides of other animals in front of you, and you kind of pick which one you want. And as the spell's being done, the hide will then cover your body, and you kind of become it in a weird mixture kind of way like we talked about. And then they give you the option to kind of test it out. They like tell you to go run around the desert and see if that fits you, if that's what your spirit is telling you. And if not, you can come back and you try another one. And it goes on and goes on and goes on until you decide. I never heard that before.
I never wanted to hear how much AJ has to say about anything until now.
What do you
want? How do you feel?
Your face is so amazing right now. I need to know what's on AJ's mind.
I just like you get to test drive animals. That's fun.
I thought that was kind of cool too. I'm
not gonna lie. Like, I'm gonna be a cheetah for
right?
Like, oh, that didn't work out for me. I guess I'm gonna pick something else. Like,
I'm gonna go buffalo.
Oh, like, yeah, I just like bang a bunch of buffaloes, get drunk, and then come back. Like, that didn't work for me.
Why is that sexual? Yeah, why do you have to bang buffaloes?
I don't know. I could be like any animal and like do crazy fun stuff and then come back and be like, nah,
I was a buffalo. I'd go bang an antelope.
Because
then it's not that's normal.
Just being animal. Weird.
So you want to get straight. So you're the same thing. You do weird, kinky, crazy stuff.
Yeah,
and then
no,
come
no.
Back.
Cody wants to make a buffalo.
Oh,
I like it.
All right, and Tuffalo.
And Tuffalo.
Big ass buff Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, like, I want to make a Mark Ruffalo.
I want to make a Mark Ruffalo.
Done. It's been made. Look at that. I want Cody's telling us something.
I want a repeat.
If you bang an antelope, we will name it the Hulk. A Mark Antuffalo.
Bruce Banner. Bruce Buffalo.
Bruce Banished. Get the fuck out of here with your fucking sick fucking, what is that? Dr. Moreau shit.
Dr. Moreau.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Kilmer.
Oh,
yeah,
good movie.
Good.
He's all fucking
was,
high on opiates all the time.
Yeah, like, what was the, Marlon Brando. That's
yeah,
like,
Marlon Brando, Val Kilmer, and David Thewlis.
Is Marlon Brando's last movie,
yeah.
I think, right?
He did, did you know in that movie he did all of his lines through a radio?
Did he really?
But the issue was that it was on the same station as a police radio and other
oh.
things. So all the, like, he would just randomly start saying newscasts.
You gotta be kidding.
And Val Kilmer and David Thewlis would like, lose their fucking mind. They didn't know where he was. He would just be like, oh, today!
It's today on the news! I'm Marlon Brando. You've met me here,
yeah.
Channel 4 News, first on the bot. Anyways, you shouldn't make animals out of dead bodies.
Exactly.
Anyways, there's a fire in San Andreas, and we gotta catch that.
Pretty much, like, he would do that, because he refused to memorize lines.
Yeah, he that was his thing, that was his
and
thing.
In Superman, he read his lines off of the diaper of the baby.
What?
You didn't know that?
Oh my god!
When he was putting young Cal in the spaceship, they wrote his lines on the diaper, because he wouldn't memorize them.
Oh god.
Marlon Brando didn't give a fuck.
We should do a Marlon Brando.
Well, that, we'll talk about it. We'll go on a break.
Okay.
Yeah, break?
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. All right, we're back. Okay, so where are we leaving off?
Love me, Kitty.
Okay. So, yes, we were talking about the ritual, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you get to pick and choose your test drive an animal.
Yes, you test drive your animal. Come back, you know, I don't like this one.
You won't get a lemon.
Never a lemon.
Test drive your animal.
They will get you an animal.
Yeah.
So.
What did I do to get you in an animal today?
Alright, so Paige.
Slaps the roof on the car. This animal can fit so much spaghetti in it.
So.
You right. Throw somebody.
Page the, one done.
It didn't go that far.
It actually hit me in the back of the head.
Right,
okay. Page one done.
All right, Jay Leto.
So, So one thing I wasn't certain about was that after this ritual or whatever, I think you only get the one initially in your like initiation. I think over time you master more. With training and whatnot, like you can take on the form of more animals simultaneously.
But you're delivered the one.
You're delivered the one to become a skinwalker. After that, like the people do the chanting, like the skinwalkers in the circle, I would imagine could probably do whatever the fuck they want because they've trained with it. They're the elders. So that note I skipped earlier, which I thought was kind of funny when I wrote it, because I don't know why I wrote it there. It's actually known that some of these native Navajo don't really like J.K. Rowling that much. I know. It was really random, which is why I was like taken aback from when I wrote it. I was like, wait,
it's because she's a filthy casual.
No, yes. So
she's a filthy casual.
So apparently, because of her writings, and I don't recall this from the books per se, but I guess some of her writings about the way she depicts a werewolf and stuff like that is very reminiscent to the Skinwalker kind of legends.
Okay,
But they love Twilight.
This drives me so nuts.
Well, but I think because the reason they don't like J.K. Rowling because she wrote about werewolves, they don't like J.K. Rowling because I guess it actually created kind of a little bit of a hype.
But who
and
are
a lot
you?
Of came looking.
Who are you to have a fucking, like, no pun intended, stake on what werewolves. Okay, sorry.
Werewolves.
What werewolves do. Like, who are you to say this is what a werewolf is? Who are you to say this is what a hobbit does? Let me finish.
Okay.
Because werewolves are whatever the writer implicates the werewolf to be. Werewolves,
yes.
Vampires are whatever the writer implicates to be. Like, there's this old saying, it's an old, like, what are those called? Hypothetical questions, like, how do you kill a vampire?
Yeah.
It's like, what would you say? A steak,
garlic.
Silver, garlic.
Not silver.
It's like, no, the answer is incorrect. All answers are incorrect because you can kill them any way you want because they don't fucking exist.
Wow.
All right, Nietzsche.
I'm just saying.
No, okay, so to rebuttal that,
why would you split hairs on such a thin, manuscript? Like, doesn't make sense to split hairs on something like that.
So, to rebuttal that, what I was getting at and what I kind of took from this, from their distaste for Rowling, was not because her depiction of a werewolf may have touched on their native beliefs. It was because it was similar, and it created a certain amount of hype that a certain amount of people came looking for answers from the Navajo people, and they didn't want that attention. That was the reason. They don't care about werewolves or anything like that. It was just like, they don't like to talk about this.
So
they don't want to talk about skinwalkers, and more people came looking.
Well, I'm not familiar with this. I didn't read the books.
I have.
Okay. So, do they ever directly call them skinwalkers?
No. And that was where I was a little confused on this, because I've read the books.
Yeah. If they call them skinwalkers, it's okay. Then people would be like, Google skinwalkers.
Yeah. No. And from my understanding, like, werewolves play skinwalkers.
No, I see the connection.
I've read the books
multiple
times. I've watched the movies, oh my God, way too many times.
Is this similar to skinwalkers?
It's not. Not in my
opinion. These people turn into werewolves, but they have to sacrifice their loved one?
No, not in my opinion.
Like a storyline, like Harry saves one or something?
But I guess maybe as a result of it, maybe they did get some unwanted attention, and they was they knew that it was because of this Harry Potter franchise or whatever. Maybe it was Twilight. I don't even know.
I don't like how they depict Dobbies in that.
Elves?
Yeah. Is Dobby an elf?
Well,
yeah,
Dobby is
an
elf, yeah.
Oh, well, see, I don't like how they depict
Dobby.
Well, Dobby dies.
Dobby is an elf. Did you think a Dobby was a thing?
No.
No, Dobby's a person that happens to be an elf.
Yeah, but I thought Dobby was...
There's not a litter of Dobby.
I thought he was like a golem.
No, they're elves. That's elves in the Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, very small. House elves are treated very poorly in the Harry Potter universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like how they're depicted. I got a big
well,
JK
like
now.
How they're enslaving. I think the Dobby
slaves
has
the Potterverse?
The elves are...
Slaves of the Potterverse.
The slaves of the Potterverse are elves.
Rowling, you ain't as perfect as you think you are.
But they're also... Yeah. They're also... they may be slaves, but they're also the most powerful magical creatures in
Question.
The Potterverse.
Is J.K. Rowling hot?
She's a pretty lady. Yeah.
She's a pretty lady,
is that
right?
Important? Is that important?
It's
no,
not.
I was just thinking about like her Twitter bio.
She is pretty.
She's a pretty lady,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make that.
She's a handsome woman.
Just want to take that home with me. And you guys go so, away.
Yeah.
And okay. I'll just furiously figure this out on my own.
So,
gross. Right now.
My next paragraph is kind of like the summary of...
He's done.
The end of my depiction of a Skinwalker. So, this is the part that I didn't think you'd like too much, CJ. Because it kind of creeps me out, too.
I'm so happy
this is what they look like.
Well, I'm just really happy that Cody's cat's in this room, and I have some, you know, beautiful, pretty guys to look at.
You're not going to like that she's in this room in a second.
So, fuck you.
You better hold that dream catcher
tight.
Fuck you
forever.
Let me just stroke it real quick. So, Native Americans... say that skinwalkers can possess, so not only turn into an animal, but also possess an animal or a person for a time by locking eyes with them. So if they catch eyes with you, they can actually enter your body and take over, not permanently, but temporarily. And even today, elder members of the Navajo will avoid crowded places because of the possibility of too many eyes, and they don't want to risk the chance of someone locking eyes with them and they be a skinwalker. So I thought that was kind of the creepiest thing. It's like you can't even enter a crowded area. And even skinwalkers or Navajo elders today in 2019, like they won't, like some of them won't go to a mall or a swap meet or something like that just because.
Oh, man, they're missing out.
Yeah. I mean, swap meets are kind of garbage, but
yeah.
That's why I like going to them. I like eating garbage food, getting garbage knockoff bootleg things.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are some pluses. Yeah. So it's hard to say through all of this, and I know this kind of sounds like a wrap-up, but it's not, trust me.
That's it, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. So it's hard to say which stories are true or are pure folklore, but one thing I found in the research that kind of was eye-opening to me, and I didn't really ever think about this, and it kind of puts a lot of the mythology in perspective, is if you hear a story that is very long, that takes over the span of someone's life, like they start telling you a story like when I was 5, and then blah, 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 it carries throughout their entire life, that is most likely what they deem to be true. That story is coming from a native. If the story sounds more like a quick encounter, like that video we saw very long ago, of a quick encounter to the road, like where people are traveling through the desert and they see something come up to the road really quick, those stories are almost 100% from outsiders. But the stories that involve an entire lifetime of suffering,
seriously,
that comes from a native.
So you're saying that the convoluting an epitaph means that it's correct?
Not correct. I didn't say, not 100%, but most likely. If you hear a story...
So the more complex the story is, the realer it is?
Well, you gotta... I mean, it has more details, it has more accounts, it has more, like, this.
But
like,
it has...
But it could be... It still
it
can
has,
be folklore, yeah.
It creates more holes in itself.
It does, yes.
To be more abstract.
It does, yeah.
So, I'm sorry for negating. Like, one, first of all,
no, that's
sorry,
fine.
I'm sorry. But I'm very scared right now.
Okay.
And I need
fight or flight right now.
Yeah.
I need something to, I need a little salt for your pepper.
I think their point is that skinwalkers as a people aren't just wandering the desert looking for roads. And it's like, that's not how you're going to encounter them.
Right.
They're
okay.
out there
okay.
with a purpose.
That's cool. That's cool. I get that. Like, they're not just out there, hey, what's up, lonely driver on this random road? I'm just going to... You guys okay?
No, yeah.
Keep going.
Well, no, you can't just do that. And, like,
well, no, because she's all over the place.
I know, yeah. But she's here. She's okay. Having fun. It's okay.
Keep going. She's spying.
It makes it seem more practical when it's not, hey, my goal in life is to scare the shit out of a lonely driver.
That's
my
cool.
goal. My goal
yeah.
in life is to be something other than myself,
yeah.
and that makes it a little bit more wholesome.
I mean,
put it that way, it actually makes more sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
What
I mean,
you said.
And,
you know
who,
what I mean?
And who's to say? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like
I can't,
like,
I said,
like, I don't want to scare, you know, non-locals. I just want to be the cheetah that I am.
Yeah, I'm not going to stand around, like,
yeah.
fucking
I'm not going to scare the shit out of tourists.
Yeah,
I'm just going to be a lady cat person or whatever, or a mountain lion or a coyote. And I'm just going to be along my way.
It's all subjective because it all depends on what the purpose is.
Why are skinwalkers so intent on scaring non-natives?
Well, I think it goes back to the fact that natives don't even want to talk about this. They don't want anyone involved. They don't want anyone trespassing. The skin markers probably also want you the fuck away.
This is the most real talk we've had about this.
Yeah. Well, AJ, what do you think?
Over...
I still got more. I still got some more.
Over... But... No, Cody, like 10 years.
Yeah.
We've been struggling with this topic. It's got to be at least 10 years at this point.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this since the Placentia house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
10 years ago. So...
Well, I mean, I can't say anything yet, because I don't... I thought I was, like, slightly familiar with the idea of it, at least, but there's always, like, different information. So, like, I'm actually intrigued, but...
Sorry, I totally just cut you off after I asked.
No. I just, like... I just...
What's your opinion? Anyways, here's mine.
Shut up!
You're going on too long! No, I was just going to say, but I want to hear more, because...
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, yeah, why not? Yeah, I'm always like that, you know. I'm always like, hey, why not? Like, why do you want to say like no? They're not doing anything to us.
I wouldn't say you're always like that. You take some firm stances.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I want to hear more because to me it sounds like CJ said, their purpose isn't to just be like Loki and just like cause mischief and like fuck with just me.
Well, maybe originally that's what they were hired for. They used to be basically for hire.
To do like gnarly shit though, to like affect.
Well, basically cause death.
Yeah.
Like,
but to people of, like trading hands almost. Like with us, it's like why would a skinwalker, like no offense to me or us, but like why would a skinwalker want me? Like,
well,
I'm more fascinated than really scared because I'm like,
I would say
my
nowadays. Nowadays it's very different though.
I think we gotta go. I think in order for us to understand this,
yeah,
we gotta go. I mean, that's been on my list.
They want my Acura? Like, I don't...
No.
No, but I think on that point, though, is, like, we're thinking about two different eras in time. Now, the Navajo don't have a lot of land, and it's very sacred to them, and these dumb idiots are trespassing just trying to get a video clip or some answers or whatever. They're gonna fucking get you out.
Do you have any history on what...
That's someone poking the hornet's nest. Sorry.
Well, and that's what a lot of people do.
So it's like, I can't be... Like, I'm... Okay, yeah, they're scary.
Do I have
like,
any history on what?
On if you fuck with anybody and they fuck with you back,
what white settlers did to Native Americans, giving them, like, literally no land, which it was all theirs at one point? Like, do we have any history on that?
Oh, God. I mean, look at the U.S. history.
Yeah, like...
I mean, look at anything you want. I mean, Peter Jackson. I love Peter Jackson.
The director of the Hobbit film.
Peter Jackson, you're great.
Not Lord of the Rings.
Andrew Jackson was probably the worst thing to ever happen to Native Americans in history.
Yeah.
Like, he slaughtered them, took their land, moved them onto what we call now reservations, which are slums.
Which are also, like, probably one of the worst situations to ever be in because it's change begets change begets change.
Yeah.
And it's all the same time. No change begets change begets no change. Like, it's like, we're all alcoholics. We're all on drugs. Like, everything sucks. Like...
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine being born in a trap house. And you're like, oh, well, this is my life.
Yeah.
That's what putting Indians on reservations are.
Yeah.
You're being born into a fucking trap house saying, like, listen, you're not going to do any better than the 30-mile circumference.
Yeah.
Like, good luck
and
on the outside.
And so then what they do is they try to make something of it and maybe open a casino and they get shit on for that.
Yeah, and they get shit on for that.
Because the big guys on top don't want the competition for their casinos.
And they get taxed so fucking hard on those reservations.
It's bullshit.
And then these fucking, like, suburban families show up and like, oh, what about your slots? What about your slots, you fucking asshole? Get the fuck out of here. This is our land.
My aunt and cousins, they don't have it easy on the reservation. Like,
it's
they live
not,
on reservation.
Yeah, it's
not
good.
Easy.
It's I don't want to disparage reservation life, but from what I've seen, it's not pleasant.
It's, yeah, and it obviously depends on the tribe, it depends on the area, 100%.
Yeah.
We're not making a blanket statement.
Right.
My personal connection has nothing to do with the Navajo or the Four Corners area. I'm talking about a completely different tribe in a different area. I'm not going to triangulate that for you guys. But,
cool word.
Yeah, but, from what I know, it's not the greatest life for my personal family.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people may... Okay.
And that could be partially because of their own duties.
Here's what it is. This is my family, and I can't go past them, and I can't go in front of them.
Yeah.
So I'm not staying, there with them. I'm staying with my family. Yes. No matter how hard it is, this is my family and I'm staying here. Mm. Because if you and your family, like Cody, I'm looking at you, AJ, I'm looking at you. If you and your family got...
Asuna, I'm looking at you.
Asuna, I'm looking at you. No, she's fine. Don't worry about it.
She's looking at AJ.
Yeah, you. She is looking at you. If you and your family got in a situation that tied you up in a certain area and only had you, be available to certain jobs, be available to certain education, be available to certain housing...
It's one locked in.
You would stay there because your family is there.
Yeah.
You would be like, well, this is what I'm ingrained in. This is my foundation. I'm living here because my family is here, not because I want to be somewhere else. But I want to be somewhere else. But my family's here. How could I ever leave them? That's insane. Because there's only a select few of us fucking left. Yes. I have to keep this bloodline.
You feel way more like you're abandoning them as if we were
right.
in Southern California move away. Your family's going to be fine.
It's like an Amish going on a, what's it called? When they
Rumspringa. Yeah.
It's like an Amish person going on Rumspringa and saying like, okay, I can come back or I cannot. It's nothing like that.
No.
It's either, if I'm bailing my family, I'm bailing my family for real.
And it's not easy to bail. Like, yeah. You have to really overcome some obstacles to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, and make it somewhere.
They're, honestly, like, it's like, they're imprisoned
in their own... internment camps.
Internment camps. It's
That's what they were when they started.
It's a wide open internment camp. And what white civilians have done to Native Americans is abhorrible.
Yeah.
It's for shame.
So why are you
fucking assholes?
So why are you afraid of them taking the vengeance on you?
Well, not me. I think.
Well, no, it's not that it's taking vengeance.
AJ.
They're just scary things.
Let me get real. I do have a lot of white guilt, though. I do have a lot of white guilt.
That's because you're French.
Shut up. I have a lot
Caluete.
Of. Okay, that's. Don't ever say my last name again on this podcast.
I didn't say it was your last name.
Your Instagram's on me.
Whatever. I have a lot of white guilt, and I have a lot of problems with what my predecessors did. And I have a lot of issues with what my name is associated to. My name is associated to two things. Sicilian and French. Hate French. Sicilians are mobsters. And I have literally...
I will no say, choice. Though...
Actually, Sicilians... there's a big myth, sorry to, you know...
Oh, that's fine. We already didn't bring it back around, but...
But, the Condé Nasto was, they believe the French, the Sicilian Mafia was, responsible for JFK shooting.
Oh, a little throwback, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That's fine. And I will say, like, before we circle back and get into the latter half of this, really, I think out of all of it, I mean, my personal belief... I don't really think the French were the worst of it. Like, the French actually had, like, decent relations with a lot of natives.
Sure.
Especially in the Canadian area.
Yeah. Well, I am French-Canadian.
Yeah, and they actually had some decent relations with the Cree people and stuff like that. I mean, we got a little political there. I mean, I'm very
sick of apologizing for what my grandfather's grandfather did.
You can't.
No, but I feel like I have to because it's a part of my lineage. And, you know, fuck that guy.
I think acknowledge it, but you don't have to apologize for it.
What you need to do is not do that and just be a better person.
I've never done that.
Don't enslave people.
Easy. Done.
Oh, is that easy?
Yes. Yeah,
it's very easy.
You guys want to move on, don't
and don't
you?
Be about
we
it.
We do need to move on. Okay. We need to move on. That's a whole rabbit hole we can go down, mm-hmm. but we do need to move on. So, okay, so we've talked about skinwalkers and what they are, what they do, and what they stand for, in a general sense. So now we're going to go straight on to the Skinwalker Ranch, which...
Not to be confused with Skywalker Ranch.
No.
Or the Bunny Ranch.
Two way more fun places. This is the Bad Ranch.
Bad Ranch. It's blue cheese.
Yeah.
I love blue cheese. That's Bad Ranch. Bad Ranch is blue cheese.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, I was just a dumb pun.
I love AJ so much.
Okay, so.
Bad Ranch.
Let's bring it in.
Blue cheese.
All right, so, Skinwalker Ranch, which is in the southern area of Utah, near the Four Corners, like we talked about earlier. This is a 480-acre ranch, which is the site of the most reported activity in the area, not just Skinwalker-related, but supernatural and extraterrestrial.
Nice.
Aliens!
So, everything.
Okay. It's like the first scene in Blade.
Oh, yeah.
The Blade Club. Disco music.
Aliens.
And then blood just rains down.
Yeah. So,
that's me blood, too. We got
that
blood.
Yeah, yeah. So, in the late 80s, I put a question mark because I'm not 100% sure, a family purchased the ranch, and upon moving in, noticed that every door and...
I knew that was coming.
Sorry, there was refills happening. I had to grab my cup. So, in the late 80s, a family purchased the ranch, and upon moving in, noticed that every door in the house had large deadbolts attached to each side of every door.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
They're protective.
So, obviously, meaning by whatever means necessary, you're keeping something out.
Yeah, something's got to... No, nothing's getting in.
Or out. Like, if you're stuck in one room, nothing's getting out of that room, or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's how that works.
Yeah,
it's
that's how a lot go, right?
Yeah.
Why did you have to disparage my in with your out?
Because you countered what I said.
He locked you out.
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, but you tried to make it your own. I don't agree.
As he pours you a drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Oh. So, glugs and meows.
Glugs and meows.
So,
that should be a shirt.
So that same
glugs
day.
Glugs and meows should be a shirt.
Watch out for it, guys. That's our first merch.
first shirt.
And caveat.
And caveat. So that same day, the family spotted what appeared to be a large wolf on the property.
Mm.
According to their account, because they did get very close to it, it was about 3 times larger than a normal wolf. I don't know.
No, okay.
To
hold on.
3 times larger than a wolf sounds gigantic.
That's a 9-foot wolf.
No, don't think length. Think girth.
No, that's what I'm thinking about. Height. Because a wolf is 3 feet in tallness. Yeah, a wolf is at your side. Okay.
That's true.
You guys are both tall people.
Not a coyote, like, a wolf.
A wolf at my side is at my hip.
Yeah, wolves are
a wolf's
like
hip
a husky,
size.
If anything.
So I'm talking about a wolf that's... Not my at my hip, but
so
up, above me.
Yeah, because 6 feet.
Think 3 feet
then,
taller than me.
This is like the
9 feet.
Yeah,
it's the Yao Ming of wolves.
Yeah,
dude.
That according to their account, it was 3 times larger.
And that doesn't mean it's like a really skinny wolf that just has really long
you
legs.
Just, no,
just
it's
fucking,
a full round.
It's all balance. It's all balance. It's got fucking literally Usain Bolt thighs.
Well,
and
I picture with like a Vince Carter sweatband around his head. Just dunking on everybody.
Yeah.
Just straight up, like, oh, I'm a wolf. Bang.
Yeah.
Like, on the backboard. Shazam. Like, dunking.
Yeah. So,
oh, yeah, like Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Michael J. Wolf.
So, apparently, they saw a wolf 3 times larger than normal.
Huge. That's the hugest
gigantic.
Thing.
Gigantic.
That's the hugest wolf.
Gigantic. It's
super friendly, though. Loves salami.
Yes. It did seem docile at first. They said it got pretty close and it seemed okay. I think it was more like inquisitory, like just kind of thinking what's going on. Like these are people that
quizzical. Quizzical? Is that
maybe quizzical? Yeah.
Inquisitive.
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 But it turned aggressive very fast.
Sure.
This is a ranch. So they have livestock. This family just moved in, but they still had livestock they had set up in advance. So there were sheep there and stuff like that. And the wolf immediately grabbed one by the head.
Oh, fuck.
And tried to take it.
Yeah.
Through a fence, so it had to struggle a little bit.
Who's it taking?
A sheep.
Oh, okay.
That's why I made it comical.
So, the owner, the husband, he grabbed his revolver and shot at it.
It's Red Dead.
Yes, his Red Dead Revolver Redemption. And shot the wolf right in the chest. Because they were close enough for him to get a clean shot, and nothing happened. The wolf didn't even flinch.
It just got a shot, and then it was like, what up?
Yeah, nothing.
And then it went through the forest to cry.
Yeah.
It did the whole, like, fake thing. Like, when your mom spanks you, you're like, oh, no, bullet in the head, oh, shit. Like, plucked it out. Yeah. Okay, see you later.
And they cried. Yeah.
They cried by itself.
So,
help.
It's still holding on to the sheep, and he continues to take more shots. Like, at point blank, the chest and the head area.
Dope.
It was like, and no. Nothing happens. Like, this, the wolf is not phased at all.
It's got body armor on.
Finally, it lets go of the sheep and moves away a bit, but it's still unfazed. So the owner grabs his hunting rifle and takes a shot at it and hits it right in the chest, which does actually dislodge a piece of flesh, and gets a little bit of a flinch out of the wolf. Like, it
pretty piece of flesh.
It basically acknowledges that it got hit by a bullet. That's all it did. It just acknowledged it.
Well, it's William Shakespeare, right? Pretty piece of flesh.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then it ran away.
It is. I'm not dumb.
Nice. Okay.
It's about a penis.
It's not. Upon inspection, immediately after the wolf leaves, the owner runs up to look at the piece of flesh that was dislodged from the wolf, and it appears to be already rotten and rancid.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was his nipple.
No.
That would have been way more fun, Cody. Rewrite it.
I'm sorry.
Rewrite it to make it a nipple.
Okay.
So it was already rotten off his body.
It was already rotten.
It's been like a few minutes.
A few minutes. Like, it.
If that.
He shot it, the chunk blew off, the wolf ran away, he gets up, and it's already rotten meat.
So, green. Like, green is rotten meat, right? When meat gets rotten, it's green.
I mean, I think you're thinking more of, like, meat going bad in your fridge. This is more like decaying flesh.
Maggots and
flies. Maggots. Just in,
like, oh, there's bugs on it?
No, not mac. Not it. Not that it's said, but I don't think green, like, it's going rank. It's just, it's rotted flesh. Like, there's.
Well, all new meat looks rotten.
No, like.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. It looks raw. Pink. It's pink and raw muscle.
Raw is gross. Raw,
no, you're thinking, like, think rotten, like, it's decaying.
Oh, like holes.
Yes, like decayed flesh.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, right. From something that just fell off.
Oh, so why is this thing so not what it used to be?
Why is it massive and so agile, but it's apparently rotting on itself?
Oh.
Like, what is it? Yeah, so.
Kind of a corpse album, that's what it is.
Yeah. So, throughout the years.
San Diego's finest.
Throughout the years that they lived there, they would continue. They continue to spot really odd animals on property.
Oh, second page gone!
Second page gone.
Well, you need to announce it.
Oh, I did. It says second page gone.
Well, better. Okay, hold on.
So, they spotted many large colored birds that were not native to the area. They didn't specify what they may have been, but they just knew that they weren't from southern Utah. Other large wolves and coyotes. And they even had one account of a very large camouflaged animal that couldn't be seen clearly.
Camouflaged.
Yeah, camouflaged.
I thought he was going to say like a 9-foot camel.
No. Well, what camouflage would just be a horse with camel painting on it.
Sure. But this was a camouflage.
Camouflaged.
Yes. Animal.
I just got my ears.
Oh my god.
Stupid. It's no camouflage. I'm pretending to be a horse, but I'm actually a giant camel. You can't tell.
Okay, wait. So wait, you said it was something was camouflage?
They saw
like a chameleon camouflage?
Like a chameleon.
Oh.
No. I'm sorry.
Not camouflage print.
Not camouflage.
No, not camouflage print.
Oh,
no,
I thought like they meant like it was brown and green and black. Like not exactly like looking like he's wearing a pair of Rothko's.
No,
like
Rothko's.
Like I'm saying. I'm saying I thought that it like the colors of camel print, but like it was like.
Why would that be what I meant?
I don't know.
Out of all of this.
Are we saying camo or camel?
We're saying camo.
Okay. God damn it.
I don't know why. I just like.
Like
I
this thing is like.
That.
Think of like a traditional like chameleon.
It's almost like see through.
Yeah, it's like a chameleon from like a video game, like what you would picture like a chameleon boss.
Like predator.
It's like a predator. Like it's see through.
Oh, cool. All
right. Okay. I can dig it.
If I had said a predator, would that make more sense?
Yeah.
Warriors, can you dig it?
That's what?
I think it's Warriors Come Out and Play.
No, there's a Kate.
No, that's Kate Diggit. Okay. That's the guy who dies. That's,
no,
that's
what's there is a come out of play though. You're not wrong. There is a come out of play.
Okay.
The same movie.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
So these are all the animals that they.
I just want to say thank you, Cody, for making this whole thing a joke, because
me.
Originally so scared of this.
I didn't make it a joke. I took real facts.
But it's silly for me now, and I appreciate that.
Sure.
No, you don't know how much I appreciate that.
Okay.
Like,
now
I was originally
through it.
I'm not done yet.
I was originally oh god. Okay. But I was originally so scared of this, and I told you how scared I was.
I know. Yes.
I texted you to put
We make education fun.
I texted you to put a...
unintentionally, because I didn't write comedy in this.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I deal with scary situations. Yeah. I'm like Peter Parker. I shroud them with comedy.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
It's saying that, like, hey, I'm very scared of this. Let's joke about it until it's not scary
it's
anymore.
Not, yeah.
Because it's now not scary until whatever you have to say now, which...
It's
they're
not
outside,
scary, but
no.
It's a little bit more real, I guess.
Okay, let's go.
Some of the tribes own DoorDash.
So, so on that list of, like, large animals, weird animals, in one of the videos that I watched earlier, I think I mentioned of the Navajo member talking about it to the paranormal investigators, he said he's even seen large elk in the area, which elk... I don't know if you know, are not native to the Four Corners area. There's no elk there.
Yeah, very Midwest. Yeah.
He's seen elk.
Well,
he knows
Canadian, right? Like Canadian.
Yeah, there's a difference
between
elk and deer.
Yeah.
And he said they were large elk.
Why would you want to be an elk? If, like, in those regions, it's like...
Well, you only have...
As far as I remember when I was there, it's a desert region. I would want to be, like... I feel like everyone would pick eagle.
No, coyote. Coyote. Like,
coyote is very popular.
I would immediately...
Coyote
and
wolf.
Coyote
wolf,
it's
like the number 12 looks like you. It's like everyone just picks fucking, like...
True.
Coyote and eagle.
Did I ever tell you about that fucking number 12 looks like you show that I went to? Because you know how crazy it went to. Well, it was me and you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
That we went to.
There was a Number 12 Looks Like You show. And
at Chain.
It was at Chain Reaction. And it got real quiet. And they were playing, like, off Mongol. Like, the album Mongol.
Great album.
They were playing, like, this weird fucking song off Mongol. And it got real quiet when the song ended. And then somebody in the background just went, "Oh, I get it." And we all laughed. So hard, because, like, nobody got it. It was just, like, the weirdest song
it
we've ever
so
heard.
Weird.
And somebody in the back was like, "Oh, yeah, I get it." And it was the funniest shit. We laughed for fucking hours
good.
After
that.
It was
a great show, though.
It was so good. Was show.
Also, the number 12 looks like you is a Twilight Zone episode. Have you seen it?
No, I didn't know that.
The number 12 looks like you is a Twilight Zone episode where
probably
people
where they
pick...
Got the name from.
Probably.
It
makes
the
most
sense.
Yeah,
no, because the episode's dope.
That's the only thing about that band that makes sense.
Yes.
So, like...
We don't have to explain the episode.
So, pretty much, I'm explaining what I'm saying. It's, like, how they pick it.
It's kind of this. Okay.
There's, like, a catalog. There's, like, a catalog that they pick through, and it's kind of, like, much like the... You pick your animal, and everyone picks number 12. I'm saying number 12 is fucking coyote.
Okay.
Like, every like female picks 12, and every, like, man picks, like, 18 or something like that. It's
interesting.
Like, and they all look like that, so that's why I say the number 12 looks like you.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, I feel like that's how they
cool.
Like,
I just
like
to study you there for
that
a second.
One
girl,
I'm sorry.
I've only experienced that name from, like, a mathcore band that drove me nuts my whole life.
Yeah. Oh, well, definitely check out that episode.
Okay, so Cody, is this a... Are we at, like, a... are we...
We're in towards the end. We're towards the end.
Almost towards the end?
Yes, okay,
okay.
We're towards the end.
We got pickup sticks, that's why.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm so hungry.
Okay, so I got two more little things, and we'll wrap up.
Sure.
You guys good?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure, dude.
So, in 1996, the owner of the ranch was out with his three dogs when they suddenly saw a bright blue orb coming from the nearby woods.
Does another dog die?
Oh, shit, dude. Don't
the
do
dogs?
It. Why'd you even go there?
Wait, I didn't say anything about dogs.
Just keep going.
Okay. So the dogs chase after the noise and did not come back. After a couple hours of waiting, the owner decided to return home since it was getting really dark and they were near the woods, and he would continue the search in the morning. The only thing he found the next morning, though, three scorch marks in the woods, each with a black blob in the center, which was once a dog.
Why is this us?
Why are we the way that we are? Hold on. Why?
CJ Rants.
I hate it so much.
Hold on.
Okay.
Before you guys get into it, I just want to drop this. And I only have one more paragraph after this. So this incident was immediately followed by a visit by a man in black.
Yeah.
Who, if you guys haven't listened to our Man in Black episode, just go listen to that. I'm not going to explain what they are.
Showed up with his lipstick and everything.
This guy did not enter the house, though. He just stood outside in a mysterious vehicle and then drove away following this incident.
Pick a conspiracy.
Oh, I told you this guy.
Honestly.
I told you this guy at all.
Pick a conspiracy.
I told you this
without
guy
dead dogs.
Are you guys ready for the aliens?
No.
Okay.
I don't want them.
So, later that year, the owner of the ranch reported that many of his cows were being killed and mutilated.
He would
find them, not inside out, he would find them mutilated and thrashed all over, but with their left eye punctured. And he investigated it,
his calling card.
And through it, the puncture wound went straight to the brain. And he had no explanation for what the fuck that was.
Lobotomy.
It, almost like a lobotomy, but like it like literally took out the eye though. It went, like the eye was gone.
So okay,
no, like a very aggressive
what
lobotomy.
Is,
hold on. Let me just
what
finish,
are you?
Let me just finish this. So
what are you, Cody?
So one day, they were out tagging new calves.
Oh.
Yeah, tag your spray paint. Yes.
Oh, spray paint.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
No, the ear. Ear.
The
clippings.
Ear. The ear.
Ear clippings.
Yes.
Oh. So that's spray painting.
Yeah. They tagged.
My name's Ted.
They tagged a freshly born calf, and continued on to go through and find the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour after tagging that calf, they heard a very loud screeching, like scream, like noise.
Was it the calf?
And
get away from my fucking
so
ear.
So the dogs ran back. He has new dogs now. They all ran back. This was only within an hour.
Shame.
They found the
it's
calf.
Only within an hour he got new dogs?
No. Within an hour of him tagging the fucking calf. And they found the calf they had just tagged with the torso completely stripped.
Jesus.
So basically just a head, bone and rib cage, like spine.
Everything off the bones?
Stripped. Except
everything
for like
off the bones.
Some flesh attached to the bones, but like organs gone. Everything stripped.
Like someone stuck a vacuum on like its butt.
Jesus
like
fucking Christ.
Yeah, but the limbs were still there with the hide on it.
But the
middle of
the
torso was stripped. And the organs gone.
That's the scariest shit I've ever heard.
Within
of
an hour.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah, actually you can Google it. We can Google it after this.
I really don't, actually.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Cool.
I think I've seen something similar, unless I was thinking of like a TV show or something like that.
But yeah. So yeah, that's all I got.
That's what you're leaving us on?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Third page gone.
Golly.
Oh, it landed right on my bike.
Okay. So what does that say?
That's
what
the,
is that saying
dude,
though for that? Like aliens?
So what am I supposed to do?
I wanted to leave
all
about something crazy.
No, that's not crazy. That's sick. It's upsetting. It doesn't make me feel good. Like nothing about this episode made me feel good. Except
was,
for, well, no, that's a lie. A lot of things did, like joking with you and...
Yeah.
Yeah
but
yeah.
Not listening to me.
Not listening to you.
Ignoring you.
Ignoring Cody.
Like, what made me feel good about this episode was when Cody stopped talking. And I could squeeze in a joke or two.
Yeah. So, what do we have to say about skinwalkers?
Are you saying skinwalkers are aliens or what? What's going
no,
on?
No, I'm sorry. I kind of went a little... broad.
Yeah, can you sum up
your argument?
Okay, that's how some skinwalkers typically do. They don't...
No, okay, so here's what I'm saying. Okay, so...
Yeah, sum up your argument.
So, here's what
I'm saying.
The thing I was directly focused on, the conspiracy itself, is the Skinwalker Ranch.
Okay.
Is what is going on in the Four Corners and on the Skinwalker Ranch? Is it an all-encompassing aliens, paranormal, actual Navajo skinwalkers... now that we have an understanding of what a skinwalker is, like, I didn't have to explain aliens and shit like that. I had to explain the skinwalkers.
Mm-hmm. They call it Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah, it's called Skinwalker Ranch.
So they're, like, owning the name?
They're owning the name, yeah. The family that I just talked about, they sold it. They fucking left. And it's actually now, it was bought by another very rich guy. I forget his name. And they actually...
Oh, so,
they actually
and they're promoting it as, like, a tourist attraction?
No, you can't go there.
He bought it just to let people investigate it and figure out what the fuck is going on. But you can't just, like, walk on. It's not a tourist trap. Wait, really?
He was like, hey, can you check this out for
me? He actually let a documentary crew come in. They made a movie.
But, like, no, like, a civilian can come in.
I think it's coming out this year. No, civilians can't go in.
Oh, what?
It's not a tourist trap. He just wants to know because he...
All right, let me...
So,
okay,
hold on. Let me finish up.
Sorry.
We talked about Skinwalker. I gave you guys an explanation of what a Skinwalker is. That I needed to give you guys. Because everyone out there knows what an alien is and maybe a ghost. But, so, what the real thing was is what the fuck is going on at the Skinwalker Ranch?
I know I'm wrong. And when I approach this, I know every sense of me tells me I'm wrong. And says, CJ, just think with your practical mind.
Okay.
And saying, don't go that way.
Okay.
But for some reason, Skinwalkers have had a big impact on my life and your life.
Yeah.
And it makes me think that, like, by all means, Cody, thank you so much for putting them in a practical scape. Where they weren't so scary, and it was more of a history and a dialect issue and a cultural view, but they're still scary to me.
They're terrifying.
And I don't believe in them, but I'm still scared of the idea of them, and that makes me kind of believe in them in a sense.
I'd say that gives them belief, yeah.
That gives them credit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that gives them belief. I would say
that it gives them a somewhat form.
It gives them credit in my life where I don't want to fuck with them. And
why even risk it?
You know, we'll see. Like Dreamcatcher, you know, willing. If that works tonight, then I might be a different man.
Already. I'd let you borrow it, but I need it.
No. Well, I might be a different man after this.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, but. It's so scary to me, but at the same time, I really appreciate you putting them into comical terms. Or at least that wasn't your intention.
Being okay with interjecting.
Yeah. Or just, like, putting them into terms where I could have a good time with it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I will never, you know, thank you enough for that.
Yeah.
Because I've been scared of this my whole life.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and you... For fuck's sake.
They're fucking terrifying. Like
it's scary.
I think before we get to AJ's, like we said earlier, like I am Native American. I'm actually Sioux, and I'm not too familiar with what the Sioux believe in this theory. The only thing I ever really hear is from the Navajo. But it feels very kind of like close to home with me, and I want to believe in them, but at the same time I don't. But I and hope they're not real. Like, they're terrifying. But, yeah, I mean, I think something definitely is going on at the Skinwalker Ranch. There's a lot of accounts, like, of things going on there. Like, so many things. Not just of this family that I talked about. Like, I couldn't even find an actual, like, release of that family's name.
Really?
I had a name, but then I found out it wasn't their name.
Jones.
It was, like, the Gormans or something.
Smith.
I found out in a later video that like Gorman wasn't even their real name.
God damn.
Which I'm sure if you found a way to research like the transaction of sale of the property.
What's the etymology of Gorman? Like what was a Gore man?
Like what was Germanic?
Germanic.
Yeah. But
because there's like black man.
Yeah.
Smith. You know. It's got to have some industrial
purpose. Oh, it probably did, yeah.
But what's a gore man?
You know those things that they use to gore humans? He's the guy who made those.
Knife man. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, I do have somewhat of a belief in Skinwalkers.
Yes.
It makes sense to me. I don't know what the fuck is going on at Skinwalker Ranch. I mean, this was literally an episode that covered, like the Men in Black and aliens and all sorts of crypto beasts and I don't even know. AJ,
can you tell them how bad the next like 8 night sleeps are gonna be for us?
Yeah.
Maybe why bad. Is it like if you talk about it, they visit you in your dreams?
Yeah, no, I mean not necessarily, but I just know the last time I researched this and CJ as well, like they weren't great sleeps.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to think happy thoughts.
Yes.
Think happy thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, we brought Dreamcatcher. This is the first time we've ever done this. So if we get away with it, it's because of that.
I take it seriously.
Yeah, I did.
No, I'm not saying I don't. I did make the bell comment earlier, but I'm just being silly. But what I think is that I have a lot of respect for Native Americans in the sense of, like, they've obviously Native. They've been here longer than us.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that they do, there's results, and I see, like, there's belief in that, like ayahuasca and what is it called? Salvia or something like that.
The drug?
Sativa.
No, salvia.
Salvia?
Sativa's
weed. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But they would take salvia because they would, like, doctors would take it. I'm not sure which tribe, but some tribes would take it, and because they would be able to feel like they were entering a body and then be able to cure them.
Mm.
And they've had, like, positive results. Like, yeah. Whether that be luck or not, I mean, like, based on what they say, it's like, yeah, we've helped people and stuff. Based on, like, long tracks of, like, supernatural type of things. So, I don't see what... I'm like, I don't know, maybe they know something we don't know.
We don't know shit about this.
Like, based on what you told me, this is everything that we pretty much know, for the most part.
Yeah.
And we still don't even know what's going on in Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah. George Lucas is really hush-hush over there.
No.
Especially because he's got nothing. But, like, I think that... there's no way I can say no that I don't believe this. Because, like, if there's not much we don't know, there's not much we can say against it. And, they believe a lot in the spirit. I think if you're in tune with the universe in such ways, like...
No, we're definitely not now.
Whether or not...
Can we get a vote? Like,
what's the vote? Is something weird going on at the ranch?
No, but I want it to.
No. Is that what we're voting on?
Oh, no. What are we voting on?
Is something weird going on at the ranch?
No, that's not the vote. The vote is, do skinwalkers exist?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You're with me? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish they did.
So, yeah.
No. There's no evidence that they don't.
No, but I wish
they did.
There's
no evidence that they do.
I wish there was, like, from what I've felt, something more powerful than me. And I always wish that. But that's the closest I've gotten to spirituality in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I wish it did.
Well, I'm saying yeah.
I'm saying
yeah. And AJ's with me.
So you're a fucking dick.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Please let us know
pretty
what you
heavy
think.
One. Jesus Christ. You guys want to talk about farts or poop or something like that?
But yes, please tell us what you guys think. Do you think skinwalkers are real? Do you want to watch us go to Skywalker Ranch and say it's skinwalker?
Skinwalker.
We'll say skinwalker. We're not allowed on Skinwalker
Ranch.
We're
not allowed on both. We can't go to either.
We can get an invitation.
Oh, no. Do you guys want to know more about it? Please do your own research. Or message us and I'll do some research for you. I don't know.
I love you.
Maybe.
Did I tell you that I love you lately?
We all love you guys.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do a poll on this one.
Yes.
And see what you guys think.
I've asked a lot of people about how they wipe their butts, and you're getting singled out, buddy.
Oh, man. That was the
weird
for me last
one.
Time.
I really didn't want to go back to that.
I don't want to, but we'll figure that out.
All right. So I'm Cody.
I'm AJ.
CJ. Different order.
Goodbye.